the dancing is really, really thrilling. Again, William Levy Long, he designs these amazing ball gowns, and they're huge and stunning, and they're also kind of heavy. So he's done a great job. I mean, we spent a lot of time when we were putting the show up in New York. William Levy Long spent a lot of time figuring out how to make these gowns look grand and voluptuous, and at the same time be able to be lifted above a guy's head. So something that is really, really fun about this choreography is, you know, Josh Roden spent a lot of time figuring out, okay, how do we take these relatively heavy dresses and make them look weightless? And I think that with all of the dancing that's happening behind Cinderella and the Prince, you're seeing their love story blossom between the two of them as they dance, but you're also kind of seeing, you know, the rose petals bloom behind them. You're seeing the fireworks through dance behind them. So I think that we're lucky that we have a plot point in the show where, okay, and now they dance. There is dancing as a part of the plot, so it doesn't feel, you know, totally out of left field. And I think it can feel that way with musicals sometimes. I think a lot of times people feel blindsided by, why are you singing? Why are you dancing? Stop it. and so we don't have that barrier because they fall in love at this ball. And then Josh Rhodes took that opportunity and ran with it, and it's really thrilling to, you know, be in the middle of this swirl of fabric while we fall in love.
I like that swirl of fabric.
Yeah, I said that. I was like, oh, that's good.